this year I'm going to focus on the Mishnah and the Braisa that we say after Kabbalah Zotayr, after Birchah Zotayr. We say, I'm going to go through this again, just the simple meaning before we get into some deeper meaning. Elu Devarim Sha'adam Oichel Peri Sayim Baidam Hazeh. These are the things, or the mitzvahs, that a person eats their fruit, a person enjoys their fruit, Baidam Hazeh, in this world. And the principle remains for the world to come. Elohim, and these are them. Kibud av v'aim, respecting one's father and mother. Gemilas chasodim, acts of loving kindness. Ashkamas beis hamedrash shachris v'arvis, early attendance to the beis hamedrash in the morning and in the evening. Achnasas orchem, hospitality to guests. Ubika choylem, visiting the sick. Achnasas kala, providing for a kala, providing for a bride. Ulevoyas ameis, escorting the dead. Ve'inun tefila, absorption in tefila. Behava shalom in odom l'chaveiroi, bringing peace between man and his fellow. And in Nisuch Sfard we add Uvein Ish Le'ishtoi, and between man and his wife. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and the study of Torah is equivalent to them all. So we mentioned already last week that the reason all of these are listed here, the reason why these mitzvahs specifically have the advantage that we eat the fruit in this world and the fruit remains and the principle remains for the world to come. Even though ordinarily we have a rule that schar mitzvah b'hay al malakeh, we have a rule that there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. This world is too small. It's too limited to repay us for mitzvahs that have infinite reward. So therefore, usually a reward for mitzvahs is in the world to come, in an infinite world. Nevertheless, these mitzvahs are rewarded in this world as well, besides the reward in the world to come. Right? We have the fruit in this world besides the principle in the world to come. And the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos explains that the reason for this is because mitzvahs bein adam l'makom, says the Rambam, mitzvahs that are between man and Hashem are rewarded in the world to come only. And mitzvahs that are bein odom l'chaveira, that are between man and one's fellow, those besides the reward in the world to come also are rewarded in this world. The reason for that is because every mitzvah that is bein odom l'chaveira, every mitzvah that is between man and one's fellow, is also bein odom l'maka. Right? Hashem is the one that told us to love our fellow Jew. Hashem is the one that told us to give charity. Hashem is the one that told us to honor our father and mother. Hashem is the one that told us to visit the sick and to accompany the dead. These are all, even though they're ben Adam l'chaveira, they're also ben Adam l'mokan. So the ben Adam l'mokan part of it is rewarded in the world to come. Ben Adam l'chaveira part of it is rewarded in this world. And that's why all of these mitzvahs listed here are listed in our... Are both rewarded in this world and in the world to come. Now the difficulty is that there are a couple of the mitzvahs that are listed here that don't seem to be made adam l'chaveiroi. Right? We understand kibud av v'aim. Right? Kibud av v'aim is made adam l'chaveiroi. Right? It's between ourselves and our parents. Besides, min adam l'makom, it's between ourselves and our parents. So that's, we understand, is both, the reward is both in the world to come and in this world. Gemilas chasadim, acts of loving kindness, obvious, min adam l'chaveiroi. But the next one is Hashkamas Beis Hamedrash, Shachris V'Arvis. The next one is early attendance to the Beis Hamedrash in the morning and in the evening. What kind of Menodim L'Chaveiro is that? Huh? We're talking about the Beis Hamedrash, not the Beis Knesset. It might be nice to hear Harusa, maybe. So how is this Venodum L'Chaveiro? So I'd like to suggest that there's a that we can understand this based on the words of Chazal. Chazal say, Ezehu Chassid, who's a Chassid? Hames Chassid im Koinoi. Somebody who does Chesed with Hashem. How do you do Chesed with Hashem? So the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains that there are two words that people confuse a lot. They really mean two different things. One is chesed, and one is rachamim. And chesed means kindness, and rachamim means compassion. What's the difference between kindness and compassion? Compassion is something that was aroused externally. Right? There's a situation that aroused my compassion. I respond, right? My sense of compassion responds to the situation. That's rachman. Kindness is aroused within myself. I want to do an act of kindness. I'm going to find a place where my kindness can have, where I can place my kindness. Avraham Avinu was an ish. He represented the mid of chesed. Why? Because he didn't wait for guests to come to his house. He stood outside and waited for the guests to come. He wanted. There was nothing arousing his chesed. He was chesed. The chesed was coming from himself. It wasn't rachmim. It was chesed. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Therefore. He says, very interesting that he says that this was the test that Eliezer made to know who was the correct, who was going to be the appropriate bride to go into Avraham Avinu's home. Right? So, what did he say? He said, I'm going to ask her for a drink. And she's going to say, I'll feed you and I'll give your camels also. Right? Right? That's what she said, right? So, why was that the simon? He said the simon was because if she only says, okay, you're asking for a drink, I'll give you a drink, that's rachman, right? Something externally aroused her compassion because someone asked for a drink. But if she says, not only will I give you a drink, well, I'll give your camels also, that means that she has chesed, not just rachman. She belongs in Avraham Avinu's home. Says the Siddur Shal Shabbos, therefore, we know, what is a chassid? The definition of chassid in Chazal is someone who acts lefnim mishura sadin. It's somebody who acts beyond the letter of the law. Why is that? He says, because somebody who only responds to the law, Hashem says, do this and this, and the person does so, that's rachman. There's something else arousing the person to act, to do the mitzvah. What is arousing? Hashem's command. But if the person does above and beyond what Hashem commands, right, that already, that's chesed. Somebody who does chesed is called a chosid. Right? That's the Fnim Yeshiva Sadin. So, Ezehu chosid. Who's a chosid? Hames chesed im koinai. Somebody who does chesed with the Rabbi Nishleilam. How do you do chesed with the Rabbi Nishleilam? You do more than he asked for. So, somebody who comes to the Beis Medrash on time, that's somebody who does rachamim. Right? Somebody who's hashkomas Beis HaMedrash, shachas, somebody who comes earlier than then he's requested. Earlier than he's supposed to attend, he attends the Beis Medrash. Such a person is being meschasidim kaine, is doing chesed with the Rabbi Nishloilam. Acts of chesed belong in this Mishnah. They belong in this Braisa. Right after, Gemilas Chasadim, which is acts of loving kindness between man and fellow, comes Ashkamas Beis Medrash, Shachas V'Arvitz, which is acts of loving kindness between ourselves and the Rabbi Nishloilam. Okay, next one is Achnas Zorchim, is hospitality to guests. That's, we know, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, that's fine. Vikya Chodem, visiting the sick, is also Ben Adam Lachaveiro. Achnas Askala, providing for a bride, that's Ben Adam Lachaveiro, the Vayas Ameis, escorting the dead. Interesting that the stipler, a Yid once came to the stipler, that he was diagnosed with a very severe sickness. And the stipler told him to involve himself in Achnas Haskala. He should open an organization helping Achnas Haskala. And the stipler explained that in this braisa, it says, Bikur Chaylim, Achnas Haskala, Ulevayis Hameis. Visiting the sick, Achnas Haskala, and then escorting the dead. He said the thing that separates Bikur Chaylim from Ulevayis Hameis, the thing that separates visiting the sick from escorting the dead, meaning something that will not allow the sick to die, is Achnas Haskala. If there's Achnas Haskala in between, it separates between the two. This person opened an organization for Achnas Haskala, and he lived for many, many years afterwards. But anyway, let's get back to the topic. The next one that's listed here is Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah is absorption in prayer. Well, how is that Ben Adam HaChaveiro? What's it doing in this braisa? Why is the reward for that in this world? That should be totally Ben Adam LaMakom. That should be, the reward for that should be in the world to come. The Mefarshim explain that Iyun Tefillah, it means, absorption of prayer means davening for others. And when davens for others, that's Ben Adam HaChaveiro. Comes after that, bringing peace between man and their fellow. That's obviously Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Ish L'Ishtoi, bringing peace between man and between husband and wife. That's also Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The Talmud Torah can I get kulam. Talmud Torah, how does that come into the picture? That's not Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So, according to what I said last week, it doesn't say Limud Torah, it doesn't say learning Torah. It says Talmud Torah, teaching Torah. Teaching Torah is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And the reason why it's Kenegad Kula, the reason why it is equal to all of them put together, is because, as we find, the Gemara says that if a person is faced with a choice, if there's two captives, one is his father, and one is his Rebbe, right, he has a choice to redeem one, he has to redeem his Rebbe first. Why? Because his father brought him to this world. His Rebbe brings him to the world to come. So one is obligated to redeem the Rebbe first. So here, all of the above, and all the Machaveirois, was doing people favors of this world. Talmud Torah, teaching someone Torah, is bringing them to the world to come. That is something that outweighs everything else. But I want to go back for a moment to the beginning of the Mishnah. Elu devarim she'en lahem shir. Right, we just finished saying Berachas HaTorah. And so we need to learn a Mishnah. In order for the Berachas HaTorah to happen, you're supposed to, as soon as you say a Bracha, you're supposed to perform the mitzvah. So we perform the mitzvah by saying first a couple of Pesukim, Yivarach Hashem Yishmenecha, and then we say the Mishnah of Eilu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shir. These are the things that have no Shir. Why is this mission chosen? So last week we already offered an explanation why this mission was chosen. But perhaps we could say the following. What is Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shi'ah? Literal understanding of Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shi'ah. The following have no shi'ah, they have no measure. And the Mishnah goes on to list Hapeya, which is the mitzvah of leaving over the corner of the field for the poor. Habikurim is bringing the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash and giving it to the Kehanim. Harayin is the pilgrimage to the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim and bringing Karbonos. Gemilas Chasadim, acts of loving kindness with Talmud Torah and learning Torah. All these things have no shear. What does it mean they have no shear? It means, as Mefarshim explained, it means that they have no shear, neither Lamata or Lamala. What does that mean? It has no shear. There is no minimum and there is no maximum. One can do as little as just a minute amount of any of the above and it's considered perform the mitzvah. And there is no maximum. You can do as much as you want. So for example, Hapeya, right? You can one Minat Torah, one can leave over a grain at the end of the field and he performed the mitzvah of Peya. Or you can leave your entire field as pay if you want. Right? You can, there's no minimum, there's no maximum. Habikurim, you can bring one fruit, or you can bring all your fruit. Haraya, one can, when one goes to the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim, he can go to the Beis HaMikdash as many times as he wants, or he can go just once. He can bring the smallest carbon, he can bring the smallest offering possible, or you can bring the largest offering possible. Gemilas Chasadim, acts of loving kindness, is no matter how small or how big, it's an act of loving kindness. And the same thing with learning Torah. And I believe that the Mishnah, the reason why this was chosen, is because as soon as we make the bracha, and we say, Hashem Baruch Abonu V'kalo Amam V'nasal Lanu V'stayros, Hashem gave us His Torah, It might be a bit overwhelming. We received 613 mitzvahs. You know, there's a I heard from my cousin Rav Chaim Tversky that he heard this story from Rav Yaakov Weinberg. Rav Yaakov Weinberg told him. Rav Yaakov Weinberg was the Rosh Hashiva in Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. So Rav Yaakov Weinberg told him that one day he got a knock on his office door, and there was. Seemed to be a non-Jewish lady, young lady, at the door, and she asked if she could have a word with the rabbi. So he said, he ushered her in, and she said to him, Rabbi, do I need to keep kosher? And he said to her, are you Jewish? So she said, no. So he said, so why would you think that you need to keep kosher? So she said, because how do I know that the chicken that I'm buying in the supermarket is not Avram and Achai? Right? Goyim are not allowed to eat Avram and Achai. They're not allowed to eat limbs that are torn off of an animal while they're still alive. Right? So how do I know that what I'm buying in the store is not Avram and Achai? So he explained to her that we follow... There's halacha, we follow the majority. The majority of the stuff sold on the market is definitely not Avram and Achai. She has nothing to worry about. She doesn't have to keep kosher. He said a month or two passed, and there's a knock on his door. And this lady's at the door again, this young lady, and he ushers her in, and she says to him, I just learned in this book that I'm reading that Noahites are not even allowed to steal even less than a pruta. She said, "I live in a dorm, right? In a dorm with other girls, and it's impossible to live without I sit on somebody else's bed." You know, according to what I've learned, that's already considered stealing less than a shava pruta. I can't survive like this. So he said to her, you know what, just make him have an agreement with all your roommates that everything is hefker. Everybody has is hefker, and that way you won't get into any trouble. A couple months go by, and he gets another knock on the door. And this time, she says to him, Rabbi, I'm dating a Jewish boy. I want to know if Noahites are liable for Lifnei Iver. This was a Lamdan, right? She wanted to know. She says, I know that he's not allowed to marry me, but I'm allowed to marry him. Right? So, but am I liable for causing him to marry me? So he said, yes, you are liable, and you're going to have to break up. But let me ask you something. She said, yes. He says, have you ever considered converting to Judaism? Bianca Weinberg told my cousin, he said, she looked horrified. She said, are you crazy? She said, I can't even manage 7. I can't even imagine 613. So we say, Asher Baruch Avonu V'kol Olamim, V'nasa Lanu V'Tayr Asai. Right? He chose me from all the nations. He gave us this Torah. We're blessing Hashem for giving us 613 mitzvahs. You know, it's a bit overwhelming. 613 mitzvahs. So we say, Elu devarim she'en lahem shir. The following have no shir. Meaning one can be yotze with the most minute amount. Now, the happens to be that the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that are listed here really are 5 categories. We mentioned this last week. Hapeya is gifts that we give to the poor. Habikurim is gifts that we give to the kohen, which represents supporting Talmid HaChacham. Harayon is gifts that we give to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Rabbeinu Shleilim, to a shul. Gemilas Chasadim, acts of love and kindness, which is to anyone, poor and rich alike, and Talmud Torah is learning Torah. One can fulfill these mitzvahs with the smallest amount. One can perform Gemilas Chasadim with a smile. There's nothing small, too small, to perform this mitzvah. And we have to realize, as soon as we say Berachas HaTorah, the mitzvahs are not grandiose. Mitzvahs are not something that require all of our koiches. Of course, the more we invest in the mitzvahs, the better off we are. But small things count. Everything counts. Elu dvarim she'en lahem shir. They have no shir. To learn a pasuk in Chumash, Yirmei Mekayim Mitzvos Limud HaTorah. Again, any act of loving kindness, big or small, is a mitzvah. Any little thing we give to the poor, anything we give to support a Talmud Chacham, anything we give to the Rabbeinu Shleilim, every little thing counts. I once said a vort by the Akedah. The pasuk says that first, as Avraham Avinu was about to shecht Yitzchak, the Malach calls out and says, don't touch him. So then Avraham Avinu goes and takes the ram and slaughters it instead of Yitzchak. And then Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, V'yikra Malach alakim al Avraham shenis min Hashemayim. The Malach calls out the second time to Avram, and it says, "Yan Asher Osis Rosad Avrazeh, because you did this thing, V'lo Chasachtas Minchas Yechidcha, and you did not withhold your only son, Ki Baruch Avreichecha, I will bless you, V'hava Avizaracha, and I will increase your offspring." Ok. like the stars of the sky, like the sand that is on the seashore. Now, it says here, because you did this thing, and you did not withhold your only son. That's the same thing. What did Avraham Avinu do? He did not withhold his only son. Why does it say two things? Because you did this, and you did not withhold your son. On Rosh Hashanah, we take a shofar and we blow it, right? And the mitzvah is to take the shofar of an isle, to take the shofar of a ram, the horn of a ram. Why? To remember Akedas Yitzchak. Did Yitzchak have horns? No, he didn't. There was a ram. It has nothing to do with Akedas Yitzchak. And that was after Yitzchak was taken off the Mizbeach. He put a ram instead of Yitzchak. Why are we remembering, why are we taking a ram? It seems that the appropriate thing would be to take some wood that represents the wood that was placed on the Mizbeach, or some other, why the horn of the ram that was placed instead of Yitzchak? And I believe the answer to this question is that, let's try to put ourselves for a moment into Avraham Avinu's shoes. And let's suggest for a moment that we withstood this tremendous Nisayan and we put our Ben Yochid on the Mizbeach. And then Hashem calls out and says, pass the test. You don't have to do it. Right? We would be elated. Right? We'd thank Hashem for sparing our son. Now, if we would see a ram in the bushes, right? It wouldn't even dawn on us that it even takes any place. I mean, how can a ram take the place of my only son? Right? I was just about, right, to take my only son and offer him as a carbon. A ram is garnished. It's nothing. Avraham Avinu understood, Elu Devarim She'en Lahem Shir, that mitzvahs have no shir. Every little thing counts. Every little mitzvah counts. A smile counts. A good word, a good morning counts. Every little thing that we do counts. Avraham Avinu understood that. And so even though the isle in comparison to his only son seems to be nothing, Avraham Avinu understood this was going to be a lesson for all generations. Every little thing counts. And Hashem tells him, because you did this, what did you do? You slaughtered the isle. And also, you didn't withhold your son. There are two things that happened here. And Avraham Avinu promises, and the Rabbi Shalom promises Avraham Avinu two things. Do you know what they will learn from your example? Your descendants will do mitzvahs that are as great as the stars in the sky. But they will also do things that are kechol hashas v'asayam. They'll also do small little things that are like the sand on the seashore. They will have learned from your example that everything, every little thing makes a difference. Elu devarim she'en lahem shir. These are things that have no, there's no minimum. Now, on the maximum side, Eilu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shir means they have the maximum. And here, I'd also like to suggest that I believe that we're making a disclaimer every morning. There's a haflah. The haflah explains the Mishnah. I believe it's a haflah. Explains the Mishnah. Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, "Have a chashiv." It's a Mishnah, not Perkei Avos. Let's see if we can find it here. A person should calculate the cost of a mitzvah against its reward. And the reward of a sin against its cost. The Hafla explains that, as we mentioned before, mitzvahs are rewarded in the world to come because this world is too small, it's too finite to reward us for the mitzvahs. Says the Hafla, very scary thing. He says that there's an exception to this rule. And that is, if we place a value to the mitzvahs, if we give value to our mitzvahs, then that's the value they take on. So if a person was going to perform a mitzvah, for example, and now they have an opportunity to make $100, and they desert the mitzvah in order to make $100, they've just showed that the mitzvah is not worth to them more than $100. So the reward for that mitzvah just became $100. Right? So if somebody has a seder with a chavrusa for an hour or two, and something came up that now he can make a couple $100, that seder that was worth millions couldn't have paid for it, right, now became worth a couple $100. Very, very scary. Scary thought. So that's why the Mishnah says, "Have a machashav hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara." Make a calculation of what you're going to lose on the mitzvah once you put a price on it. Don't put a price on mitzvahs. The truth is, though, that we're not putting a price on the mitzvahs. We just have a yetzer hara. Right, we know the mitzvahs are priceless, right? But we have a yetzer hara that pulls us away from the mitzvahs. So the first thing we say in the morning, as soon as we say Berachas HaTorah, our introduction to mitzvahs is Ribono Shel Olam, Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. I'm telling you now, all the things that I'm going to tell you now have no shir. They have no limit. They are priceless. The gifts we give to the poor, and the gifts we give to the Talmid Chacham, and the gifts we give to the Ribono Shel Olam, and acts of loving kindness and Talmud Torah, all these things are priceless. And anything I do today that might indicate otherwise, don't take that into consideration. Eilu devarim she'ein lahem shir. My disclaimer every morning. Now, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The Mishnah concludes with Talmud Torah is equivalent to all of them. So, a different pshatim given as different explanations to what this means. In the siddur called Be'er Chaim, he suggests that Keneged Kulam does not mean that that it equals all of the above. That's not what it means. It means that I would have thought that Talmud Torah is of less quality than all of the above, because all of the above are both, as we explained before, Ben Adam L'Chaveira and Ben Adam L'Maka. Talmud Torah, learning Torah, has only been Adam L'Makayim. It's not been Adam L'Chaver. So I would have thought that it has less schar than all the mitzvahs above. So he says, no, Talmud Torah also equals each one of the above mitzvahs, not all of them together. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it also equals each one of the above mentioned mitzvahs. Now, why is this? Why does Talmud Torah, why is it equivalent to a mitzvah that is both min adam al-chaveri min adam al-makom? Right? We just explained that the reason why all the mitzvahs mentioned are both rewarded in this world and in the world to come is because they're both bin Adam la'makam and bin Adam la'chaveira. Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is only bin Adam la'makam. Why is there reward for it in this world? Why is it equivalent to such a mitzvah? And I believe we can understand this based on... Okay, let's try to do this quickly. I think we can understand this based on the Baal HaTanya. At the beginning of Sefer HaTanya, the Baal HaTanya explains that Torah learning creates the greatest dveikus, the greatest connection to Hashem possible than any other mitzvah. And he explains that the reason is because by any other mitzvah, a person raises themselves by performing a mitzvah, a person raises themselves to the Rabbi Nishlaidam. It's considered as if he's embracing the king. But what it is the Rabbi Nishlaidam, is the person raising himself to the Rabbi Nishlaidam. When a person learns Torah, not only is Torah a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, but the person is also bringing the Rabbeinu Shleilam into his mind. I'm bringing the Chachmas Hashem into my mind when I learn Torah. It's my mind is encompassed with the Chachma of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So it's a two-way. Not only am I raising myself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, I'm bringing the Rabbeinu Shleilam into myself. It's a two-way. So, any mitzvah that's been Adam la'makayim, right, is a person raising themselves to the Rabbi Nishleilam. Bein Adam mitzvah that's been Adam la'chaveroi actually has both as well, because the person is raising himself to the Rabbi Nishleilam and the Bein Adam la'makayim part of it. Bein Adam la'chaveroi part of it, the person is bringing the Rabbi Nishleilam into this world. When a person does a mitzvah, the person is bringing the Rabbi Nishleilam into this world. So therefore, there is reward both in the world to come and in this world. By Talmud Torah, that also takes place, even though it's been Adam Lamakim. Since the person is raising himself to the Rabbi Nishleilam and bringing the Rabbi Nishleilam into this world, therefore, there is schar both in this world and in the world to come. But it has that same value with Talmud Torah connected Kulam. It has the same value as a mitzvah that's been Adam L'Chaveri, because it shares those two elements as well. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful day.